Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Master Jesus.
Merci, Seigneur Jésus.
Jésus-Christo, Jésus, 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 Jésus-Christo, Jésus, Jésus, Jésus. Et comme vous délivrez, ah, Jésus, et comme vous délivrez, the God of sanctification, ah, yes, the God of purification, ah, yes, the God of purification, ah, yes, yes, Christ, yes. Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Thank you for this service. Thank you, Jehovah, for your presence in this studio, healing sermons and the prayer house. Merci, Seigneur Jesus. Merci, mon Dieu, mon Dieu. Merci, Seigneur Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Shalom, ma soeur. Shalom, mon frère. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Je vous salue tous dans le nom de notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Ce service est en anglais et en français. Nous allons interpréter aujourd'hui, vendredi, les rêves de nos frères, les rêves de nos sœurs. Les rêves qu'on n'a pas pu terminer hier, jeudi, nous allons les voir aujourd'hui. Nous allons parler en français et en anglais, s'il vous plaît. My brother, my sister, I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Watson. I am in the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to interpret the dreams of our brothers, the dreams of our sisters. Today is Friday. We have done the work yesterday, but we did not finish certain dreams. That is why today, by the grace of God, we are going to finish the service. Some dreams will be interpreted today by the grace of God. This service is bilingual. We are going to preach in French and in English. Please bear with us. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Where you are, begin to share the link. Share the link, yes, to invite someone. Let someone know that we have already started. Today, it is another day the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has made for us. Yes, my brother, my sister, aujourd'hui, c'est un autre jour. L'Éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant a préparé pour nous. Alors, sois connecté. Partage le lien, ma soeur, mon frère. Myself, I am sharing the link. Where you are, do not forget to share the link. Let someone know that we have already started. Remember, my brother, my sister, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He loves you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He loves you. Begin to share the link. Commence à partager le lien, ma soeur, mon frère. Moi-même, je suis ici en train de partager le lien. Partage le lien dans Facebook, partage le lien dans WhatsApp, dans votre statut WhatsApp, partage le lien. Share the link, my brother, my sister. Alléluia. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. Souviens-toi, ma soeur, mon frère, Jésus-Christ de Nazareth, il t'aime. L'éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant, il est bon. Il t'aime, ma soeur, il t'aime, mon frère. Toi, partage le lien et sois connecté aujourd'hui. Le Saint-Esprit, il va te parler. Just be connected, my brother, my sister. The Holy Ghost will speak to you. The Holy Ghost will speak to you through the dream of our brothers and sisters. That's what we do. We present the word of wisdom based on the dreams of our brothers and sisters. The God of the prophet Daniel in Babylon is still alive. He is the one through the Holy Ghost who interprets the dreams, not even me. Le Dieu que nous sommes en train de servir, c'est le Dieu du prophète Daniel à Babylone qui avait interprété des rêves. C'est le Saint-Esprit qui le fait, ok? Ce n'est même pas le pasteur Daniel Waxon. Donc, sois connecté aujourd'hui, ma soeur, mon frère. L'Éternel, le Dieu Tout-Puissant, il va nous parler. Je pense que vous êtes en train de partager le lien pour inviter déjà quelqu'un. Commence, continue à le faire. I believe you are busy sharing the link to impact someone. Please do it. Myself, I am sharing the link. Okay, we are going to present this short advent to allow you to share your link. Nous allons présenter cette petite publicité pour te permettre, ma soeur, mon frère, de partager le lien. Sois connecté, ma soeur, mon frère. Be connected. We're going to meet back in this studio. In the next 1 minute, we're going to be here. Yes, and to interpret the dreams of our brothers and sisters. Be connected. Sois connecté, ma soeur, mon frère. Shalom, shalom. À tout à l'heure. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.
How do you feel if your brother-in-law divorces his wife, your sister? Your brother-in-law has divorced your sister because of a dream he just has in the night? Really? Your brother-in-law was supposed to seek for the interpretation of his dream. Dream Interpretation and Deliverance Prayers is a prophetic service which unlock the hidden messages of God through dreams. Don't rush to interpret your dreams. Not everyone can interpret prophetically his dreams. Contact a gifted man of God.
We say it again. Dream Interpretation and Deliverance Prayers is a prophetic service which unlock the hidden messages of God through dreams. Don't rush to interpret your dreams. Not everyone can interpret prophetically his dreams. Contact a gifted man of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. South Africa. You and Pastor Daniel Waxon will interpret your dream as well as the dream of your brother and sister. Join the service.
Comment vous sentez-vous si votre beau-frère divorce de sa femme, votre sœur? Comment vous sentez-vous si votre beau-frère divorce de sa femme, votre sœur? Votre beau-frère a divorcé de votre sœur à cause d'un rêve qu'il vient de faire dans la nuit? Vraiment, votre beau-frère était censé chercher l'interprétation de son rêve. L'interprétation des rêves et les prières de délivrance est un service prophétique qui déverrouille les messages cachés de Dieu à travers les rêves. Ne vous précipitez pas pour interpréter.
Nous le répétons, l'interprétation des rêves et les prières de délivrance est un service prophétique qui déverrouille les messages cachés de Dieu à travers les rêves. Ne vous précipitez pas pour interpréter vos rêves, tout le monde ne peut pas interpréter prophétiquement ses rêves. Contactez un homme doué de Dieu. Rejoignez-nous tous les mardis et jeudis à partir de 21h Afrique du Sud. Pasteur Daniel Waxon va interpréter votre rêve par l'aide du Saint-Esprit.
Hello, listen to healing sermons every day to change successfully your heart for Jesus Christ. Healing sermons by Pastor Daniel Waxon on Podbean app. Install now the application and connect to Healing Sermons channel.
Bonjour. Écoutez les sermons de guérison tous les jours pour changer avec succès votre cœur pour Jésus-Christ. Sermon de guérison du pasteur Daniel Waxon sur l'application PODBEAN. Installez maintenant l'application et connectez-vous au canal des sermons de guérison.
Online Prophetic Orientation is a prophetic service where the Holy Ghost uses Pastor Daniel Waxon by the grace of Jesus Christ to guide children of God. You enter our studio face to face with the man of God for orientation and deliverance prayers. Go to our website www.jesuschristthehealer.com to register. Remember, distance is not a barrier. Jesus Christ loves you. Join our studio without installing anything.
L'orientation prophétique en ligne est un service prophétique où le Saint-Esprit utilise le pasteur Daniel Waxon par la grâce de Jésus-Christ pour guider les enfants de Dieu. Vous entrez dans notre studio face à face.
Yes, ma soeur, mon frère. Yes, my brother, my sister. Once again, shalom, 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 shalom. We are here in the presence of the Lord. Nous sommes ici dans la présence du Seigneur, ma soeur, mon frère. Sois connecté. Be connected, my brother, my sister. We have already started our service. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he loves you. Where you are, raise up your voice and then pray, my father, may the dream of my brother, may the dream of my sister educate me. Bless me, Jehovah, through the dream of my brother. Bless me, Jehovah, through the dream of my sister. Raise up your voice, begin to pray. Pray like that so that the Holy Ghost wanna use you to understand the interpretation. Pray. Ma soeur, mon frère, élève ta voix, tu pries, Seigneur Jésus, que le rêve de ma soeur, que le rêve de mon frère m'éduque. Parle-moi, Seigneur Jésus, à travers le rêve de ma soeur. Parle-moi, Saint-Esprit, à travers le rêve de mon frère. Utilise-moi, ô Père, comme instrument d'interprétation. Tu pries, ma soeur, mon frère, prie comme cela, afin que le Saint-Esprit puisse te donner la compréhension de l'interprétation des rêves. Ma soeur, mon frère, toi qui es dans Facebook, dans YouTube, tu pries. My brother, my sister, pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, we are going to take our Bible. Nous allons prendre ici, donc, la Bible. We are going to take the Bible. We're going to read a biblical verset. Let me just get it here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Nous allons lire ici. On va seulement faire la lecture. Ok? On va seulement faire la lecture. Le premier verset biblique qu'on va lire, c'est Matthieu chapitre 4, de 3 à 4. Prenez note. Prenez note. The first biblical verset, please write down. The first biblical verset we are going to read is Matthew chapter 4 from 3 to 4. Okay? The second biblical verset we are going to read, it is Exodus chapter 16 verset 4. Write it down. Exodus chapter 16 verset 4. And the last one we're going to read is John chapter 6 verset 50. John chapter 6, verset 50. Please follow the logic. Hein? Follow the logic. The first biblical verset is Matthew chapter 4, from 3 to 4. The second biblical verset is John chapter 6, verset 50. Now what I'm saying? The second biblical verset, it is Exodus chapter 16, verset 4. The last one, it is John chapter 6, verset 50. Let me say this in French. Ma soeur, mon frère, voici les trois versets bibliques que nous allons lire par ordre. Le premier verset biblique, c'est Matthieu chapitre 4, de 3 à 4. Matthieu chapitre 4, de 3 à 4. Le deuxième verset biblique, c'est Exode chapitre 16, verset 4. Exode chapitre 16, verset 4. Et le dernier verset biblique, c'est Jean chapitre 6, verset 50. Jean chapitre 6, verset 50. Let us read the first biblical verset. Matthew chapter 4, from 3 to 4. I'm going to read it in French. I will read the three. Matthew chapter 4, from 3 to 4 in English. And then Maman Gisèle, are you ready to read in French Matthieu chapitre 4, de 3 à 4? Si tu es prête, donc tu feras signe de regagner le temps. Ok, let's read Let me read now Matthew chapter 4 from 3 to 4. Be connected, my brother, my sister. I read in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It says, the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, 'Tis written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.'" That is Matthew chapter 4 from 3 to 4. Maman Gisèle, can you read it in French? Matthieu chapitre 4, de 3 à 4. Ok.
Shalom, peuple de Dieu. Je lis la parole du Seigneur dans Matthieu 4, de 3 à 4. Le tentateur s'étant approché, lui dit, si tu es fils de Dieu, ordonne que ces pierres deviennent des pains. Jésus répondit. Répondit-il, écrit, l'homme ne vivra pas de pain seulement, mais de toute parole qui sort de la bouche de Dieu. Amen.
Amen, amen. Let us read now Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. That is Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. Maman Gisèle, if you have it, let me know. If not, we continue. Are you ready? No. So you are not ready there. So let us read it. I can find it in French here. Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. Alors l'Éternel dit à Moïse, voici, je ferai pleuvoir pour toi du pain du ciel. Et le peuple sortira et rassemblera chaque jour une certaine somme, afin que je puisse lui prouver s'il marchera selon ma loi ou non. Ça, c'est donc Exode chapitre 16, verset 4. Le dernier verset biblique que nous allons lire ici, c'est donc Jean chapitre 6, verset 50. The last biblical verse we're going to read is John chapter 6, verse 15. I read. If you get it, Maman Gisèle, then you're going to read in French. John chapter 6, verse 15. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Let us read this in French. If you have it there, okay.
J'ai la parole du Seigneur. C'est ici le pain qui descend du ciel, afin que celui qui en mange ne meure point. Amen.
Amen. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless the reading of this word. Que l'Éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant bénisse la lecture de sa parole. Nous venons de lire, ma soeur, mon frère, les versets bibliques sur les pains. Nous venons de lire les versets bibliques sur les pains. We have just read biblical verses related to bread. Now, today we are going to talk about a dream in connection with bread. Aujourd'hui, nous allons parler d'un rêve en rapport avec le pain. I'm going to read the dream number one. Je vais donc ici lire le rêve numéro 1. I will read this dream in English and in French. Yes, I think I do have the dream in French also. It is translated in French. Je crois bien que le rêve est ici traduit en français. Préparez votre cahier et votre stylo pour prendre note. Please take your pen and your book and write down. Dream number one. I was at the train station with my grandmother and a nephew who is in a real life in a wheelchair, but in the dream walking. I left him and my grandmother to look for my mom. I see my mom on the train tracks, trying to get on to the platform with her arms stretching straight on the platform in front of her. As I looked, I was panicking as I saw a train shoved away from her, and two trains also on the tracks, but it was on the other side of her. Then I went to look for my grandmother and nephew, but I could not find them, and I had to ask another person where they are. And another person then led us to my mom. We came to a store, and my mom was wanting to buy green avocados, but did not want to unless the person cut it open to see that it is not brown inside. And I also saw her bought a half of brown bread. That's where we are. Brown bread. I believe you have understood the reading of this dream number one. I'm gonna read this in French. Where you are, my brother, my sister, begin to send your comment and your understanding. You are free to send your comment and your understanding on Facebook, from Facebook, YouTube, even from the radio Podbean. Right now we are online. Let me read this dream in French. Je vais donc lire ce rêve numéro 1 en français. J'étais à la gare avec ma grand-mère et mon neveu. J'étais à la gare avec ma grand-mère et mon neveu qui, en réalité, vit en fauteuil, c'est-à-dire est dans le fauteuil roulant. En réalité, son neveu est dans un fauteuil roulant, donc ça veut dire il ne marche pas. Mais dans le rêve, son neveu marchait. Il n'y avait pas de fauteuil roulant. Je continue. Je l'ai laissé, lui et ma grand-mère. Je les ai laissés les deux pour aller chercher ma mère. Je vois ma mère sur la voie ferrée, essayant de monter sur le quai, avec ses bras tendus droit sur le quai. Devant elle, alors que je regardais, j'étais paniqué quand j'ai vu un train s'éloigner d'elle et deux trains également sur les voies, mais ça était de l'autre côté d'elle. Ensuite, je suis allé chercher ma grand-mère et mon neveu, mais je ne les ai pas trouvés. J'ai dû demander à une personne où ils se trouvaient. Et une autre personne nous a ensuite conduit chez ma maman. Nous sommes arrivés à un stand et ma mère voulait acheter des avocats. Mais ne voulait pas, à moins que la personne ne l'ouvre, c'est-à-dire ouvrir l'avocat, pour voir qu'il n'est pas brun, c'est-à-dire l'avocat, si l'avocat n'est pas brun à l'intérieur. Et je l'ai aussi vu acheter une moitié de pain brun. Ça, c'est donc le rêve, ma soeur, mon frère. That is the dream, my brother, my sister. May you send your comment here. Yes, we have just read the dream number one. We're going to present this short advert to allow someone to present the comment. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he loves you. Yes, be connected, my brother, my sister.
How do you feel if your brother-in-law divorces his wife, your sister? Your brother-in-law has divorced your sister because of a dream he just has in the night? Really? Your brother-in-law was supposed to seek for the interpretation of his dream. Dream interpretation and Delverance prayers is a prophetic service which unlock the hidden messages of God through dreams. Don't rush to interpret your dreams. Not everyone can interpret prophetically his dreams. Contact a gifted man of God.
We say it again. Dream interpretation and Delverance prayers is a prophetic service which unlock the hidden messages of God through dreams. Don't rush to interpret your dreams. Not everyone can interpret prophetically his dreams. Contact a gifted man of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. South Africa. You and Pastor Daniel Watson will interpret your dream as well as the dream of your brother and sister. Join the service.
Comment vous sentez-vous si votre beau-frère divorce de sa femme, votre sœur?
Hello. Listen to healing sermons every day to change successfully your heart for Jesus Christ. Healing sermons by Pastor Daniel Watson on Podbean app. Install now the application and connect to Healing Sermons channel.
Bonjour. Écoutez les sermons de guérison tous les jours pour changer avec succès votre cœur pour Jésus-Christ. Sermon de guérison du pasteur Daniel Watson sur l'application PODBEAN. Installez maintenant l'application et connectez-vous au canal des sermons de guérison.
Online prophetic orientation is a prophetic service where the Holy Ghost uses Pastor Daniel Watson by the grace of Jesus Christ to guide children of God. You enter our studio face to face with the man of God for orientation and deliverance prayers. Go to our website www.jesuschristthehealer.com to register. Remember, distance is not a barrier. Jesus Christ loves you. Join our studio without installing anything.
Daniel Web Builders and Marketing presents you now his services. You need a website that sells not any other website. Daniel Web Builders and Marketing designs MLM software, online shopping websites, stockable websites, investment websites, church websites, business and corporate websites. MLM software.
Matrix system, uni-level system. You will sell a lot with this MLM software. Try it now. Uni-level MLM with shop. Uni-level MLM with incentives. Your customers will be motivated to recruit many downliners thanks to the incentive reward program. Our MLM system never... Hello, you are following Healing Sermons with Pastor Daniel and Trinity of the Most High God. Stay connected.
Vous suivez des sermons de guérison avec le pasteur Daniel. Connectez-vous maintenant au nom de Jésus-Christ.
Yes, ma soeur, mon frère. Yes, my brother, my sister. We are here. Yes, I believe you have understood, analyzed the dream. Je crois bien que vous avez compris et analysé les rêves, n'est-ce pas? Je vérifie s'il y a des commentaires, mais je ne vois pas ici des commentaires. Ainsi, no comment. Ainsi, no comment. There is no comment on YouTube, on Facebook, there is no comment. And on the radio port, being there is no comment. In this dream, we can see that the dreamer is with the grandmother and the nephew. And the nephew, in the reality, he's on a wheelchair. But in the dream, the nephew was not in a wheelchair. But the mother was the other side, trying to reach the platform, because they were at the train station. And the many trains passing up and down, and the mother finally reached the platform, and all together they are there. And then the mother tried now to buy avocado, the green one, but the condition was it must be open for her to see if it is not brown inside. And the mother also bought a brown bread. That is the dream, my brother, my sister. What do you understand in this dream? Number one, what you can understand here is that the dreamer is a servant of God. That is number one. You need to understand that the dreamer is a servant of God. And the dreamer has the spirit of love, the spirit of gathering, the spirit to help. And also we understand here that the nephew is in a wheelchair. The dreamer, God is using her to motivate the life of the nephew who is in a wheelchair. Are you taking note? So my brother, my sister, if you are with a brother or a sister who is facing a challenge, just pray to God for you to be an instrument to assist, to motivate, and to bring hope in the life of that person who is in the situation. In this dream, the dreamer is helping. The dream shows that the dreamer is a helper, is a servant of God, and to gather the family, worrying about the family and to gather the family. We understand here that the mother has a behavior. In this dream, God is showing to the dreamer that the mother has a behavior. The behavior of the mother is stubbornness. The mother is strict, and the mother is stubborn. Is strict, which is good, stubborn, that may not be good. And also, the mother does not accept things so easily. The behavior of the mother being stubborn has made the mother to be in the middle of different doctrines, in the middle of different doctrines, affecting her belief in the Lord. The mother is supposed here to be straightforward. The behavior of the mother, the character of the mother, has made the mother to be in the middle of doctrines, affecting her belief in Christ. What is good here, with the help of the dreamer, the mother can now stand up and to be at the right path and to follow the word of God. The mother buying the avocado, it is the right thing. God has the power to refresh the life of the mother of the dreamer. God has the power to refresh the life of the mother of the dreamer by the word of God. The mother has purchased here a brown bread, but we understand here the meaning of bread when we read the book of Matthew chapter 4. Okay? We read the book of John chapter 6. Remember the reading that you have done. So we understand here, bread here is in the context of this dream is the word of God. The word of God that need to be preached to the mother for her to grow and to be broken in the spirit, to break every fleshly desire for the mother to follow the will of God, the perfect will of God. It is very important to understand that God is using the dreamer to be a helper to the family and to make the mother refreshed, the mind to be juvenile, the mind to be revived in the Lord. God has the power to revive the mind of the mother of the dreamer. That is why we see here avocado. The mother has accepted to buy avocado. But when she's buying the avocado, the avocado, the mother is checking to make sure if inside it is not it is brown or not. The mother wants to make sure that this avocado is fresh, meaning that the mother does not accept things easily. The mother is strict, and the mother does not accept easily things. Even the truth, that is the negative side, even what is true, for the mother to accept it is quite difficult. And then this has made the mother to be in the middle of different doctrine affecting her faith, and then which is not good in the presence of the Lord. What is good here, the mother is at the stage and to grow in the Lord. Is at the stage and to grow in the Lord. And this help must be done by the dreamer. Let me say this dreamer in French. En français, je vais donc dire dans ce rêve, nous comprenons bien que la personne qui a rêvé ici dans ce rêve, Dieu est en train de dire qu'elle est servante de l'Éternel. Dieu l'utilise pour rassembler la famille. Dieu l'utilise pour aider la famille. Dieu l'utilise pour permettre à la famille de grandir dans la parole de Dieu. Ma sœur, mon frère, toi tu dois être comme ça. Moi je dois être comme ça. Être une contribution à la famille. Être une contribution dans la société. Être une contribution au travail. Être une contribution dans ta maison. Nous devons être une contribution en faveur de nos frères et sœurs. Ici, c'est le cas de la rêveuse. Maintenant, nous comprenons bien ici, la rêveuse est avec la grand-mère, la rêveuse est avec son neveu, qui, dans le rêve, marche normalement. Or, en réalité, la rêveuse connaît que le neveu ici a des problèmes de pied. Le neveu ici utilise ce qu'on appelle le fauteuil roulant, en réalité. Mais dans le rêve, le neveu ici n'est pas dans un fauteuil roulant. Dieu est en train de dire que ce que nous voyons par l'œil physique, ok, c'est pas ce qui intéresse l'Éternel. Ce qui intéresse l'Éternel, c'est ce que nous voyons par l'œil spirituel. Dieu voit par l'œil spirituel la beauté du neveu. Alors que nous, les hommes, nous voyons la faiblesse du neveu qui n'a pas de pieds. Toi, ma soeur, mon frère, tu peux manquer quelque chose, mais il faut voir ce que Dieu a mis en toi et ce que Dieu voit en toi. C'est ça ce qui importe. Qu'est-ce que Dieu est en train de dire? C'est ça ce qui compte. C'est pas ce que le monde est en train de dire. C'est pas ce que l'œil physique est en train de dire. Le langage de ce monde, ma soeur, mon frère, est basé sur ce que l'œil physique voit. Le langage de ce monde est basé sur ce que l'œil physique voit. Mais le langage de Dieu est basé sur ce que l'œil spirituel voit. Ça, c'est le langage de Dieu. You understand, my brother, my sister, the language of God, it is based on the spiritual eyes. What the eyes of the spirit see. But the language of this world, it is based on what the physical eyes see. So the nephew here is walking on a wheelchair in a reality, but in the dream, the nephew is normal. That is the eyes of the spirit. In the eyes of the spirit, God does not see the nephew crippled or the nephew walking on a wheelchair. If in the dream the nephew was in a wheelchair, it would have been another problem. But here the nephew is not in a wheelchair. Remember the story of Lazarus in the Bible. The story of Lazarus and a rich man. The Lazarus was sick, was poor. The rich man was okay, but when the rich man died, he went to the Hades, to hell. But when the poor man Lazarus died, he was sick, he was poor. But when he died, he found himself in the hand of Abraham. The language of this world, it is based on what the eyes of the physical eyes see. But the language of God is based on what our spiritual eyes see. Let your eyes see things in the spirit for you to have a peace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The world can say a lot of bad things on you, but you consider what God is saying about you. So in this dream, we understand that the dreamer is a helper. The dreamer is a servant of God. And the dreamer has the ability to gather the family and to follow the way of God. But the mother in this dream has a character which is stubbornness, which is doubt, which is strict behavior. She wants things to be exactly the way she will be convinced. If not, she will not take it. The mother must check well. So if she's convinced, then it's fine. If she's not convinced, it is not easy to convince her. The behavior of the mother makes the mother to be in between the traits, different doctrines affecting the believer in the Lord. So it is here important to understand that the mother is now willing to buy avocado. Avocado and making sure that inside it is not rotten. That is the behavior of the mother, which is good. But the negative part here is that when the word of God, which is the true word of God, is coming to the mother, it is not easy for her to take it because the root of doubt has taken possession on her mind. That is the big problem. The good part in this dream is that the mother has purchased avocado and brown bread. We have read that bread here is the word of God. Is the word of God. Is the word of God. We have read it in the book of Matthew chapter 4 and in the book of John chapter 6. And remember, we understand this, the word of God. So the mother has the desire now to know the word of God, the love of God, the will of God, the power of God. That it is. The mother has purchased avocado, meaning that the mother has now the desire to be refreshed, to be refreshed, to renew her mind. But she must remove doubt. Doubt is the consequence of the failure of the past. In the life of the mother, doubt is the consequence of the failure in the past. In her journey in the spirit. In her journey in the spirit. Okay, I believe you have understood, my brother, my sister, this dream. Let us go to the dream number one. Partons maintenant, ma soeur, mon frère, au dream numéro 2, au rêve numéro 2. Let us go to the dream number 2, I wanted to say. Thank you. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless everyone following this service on Facebook, on YouTube. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless everyone following this service on the radio Podbean. Que l'éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant bénisse tout un chacun qui est en train de suivre ce service dans la radio Podbean et dans YouTube, dans Facebook. Souvenez-vous, vous êtes libre ici de, comment on appelle ça, d'envoyer vos commentaires. You are free, my brother, my sister, to send your comment. It is very important because when we interpret dreams, you need to understand that this service is interactive. You are free to send your comment based on the way you understand the dream. When we say, please send your understanding, do it. Even though it is not the right one, you have the right to do so. Okay? And at the end of the day, you check now the right interpretation. This is gonna uplift you in the spirit. You will be sensitive in the spirit. I believe you understand, my brother, my sister. The Lord Jesus Christ is good. Jésus Christ de Nazareth, il est bon. Sois connecté, ma soeur, mon frère. Now, nous allons prendre ici le rêve numéro 2. Here, we are now going to read the dream number 2. Be connected, my brother, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Before that, we are going to present this short advent to allow someone to refresh himself while we are going to see the dream number 2. Thank you.
How do you feel if your brother-in-law divorces his wife, your sister? Your brother-in-law has divorced your sister because of a dream he just has in the night? Really? Your brother-in-law was supposed to seek for the interpretation of his dream. Dream interpretation and Delverance prayers is a prophetic service which unlock the hidden messages of God through dreams. Don't rush to interpret your dreams. Not everyone can interpret prophetically his dreams. Contact a gifted man of God.
We say it again. Dream interpretation and Delverance prayers is a prophetic service which unlock the hidden messages of God through dreams. Don't rush to interpret your dreams. Not everyone can interpret prophetically his dreams. Contact a gift.
Yes, my brother, my sister, here we are back again in this studio and to read the dream number 2. Be connected, my brother, my sister, as we interpret the dreams. I would like someone to be connected in order to know the interpretation. Here is the dream that we are going to read, the dream number 2. Voici le rêve numéro 2. I will read in English and in French. Here we are. I keep on dreaming of my brother. Either I am giving or sharing food with him. And we eat, and he came from school, and I had to help him with the homework. The homework in connection with the grade 1 or grade 2. The homework of grade 1 or grade 2. But my brother, in reality, is old as he is. Old as he is. And I can see here, the last word here, the last sentence is, he lost his job in December. So this sentence means that he lost his job in December. The dreamer wants to say, wants to bring attention to the pastor, to the man of God, that, see, look, the brother has lost his job in December. That is a reality. He has lost his job in December. This should be not a dream. This is a reality, isn't it? But what we understand here is that that brother is an old person, okay? He's an old person. And the brother in the dream is coming to study. To study grade 1 or grade 2. The brother comes to meet the dreamer, who is a sister. And the sister is now here training the brother, grade 1, grade 2. Now, during the process of training, they are eating in the dream, sharing food in the dream, and eat in the dream. That is the dream, my brother, my sister. It's a short dream, very small, very short, but this dream is very important. I want someone to concentrate and to send the comment. Please, I need the comment here. Let me present this dream in French while someone is busy sending the comment. On Facebook, please send the comment. On YouTube, send the comment. On the Radio Portbean. Do not forget, please, to like the service and subscribe in order to be always connected. When we are live, then you will know that we are live. It is very important to subscribe. It is very important to like the service on Facebook, on YouTube, even on the Radio Portbean. Yes. Yes. Let me read this dream in French. Je vais donc lire ce rêve en français. J'ai l'habitude d'avoir ce rêve que je vais présenter. Mon frère, dans le rêve, je le vois chaque fois. On partage à manger. On se partage la nourriture et on mange dans le rêve. Mon frère, dans le rêve, a l'habitude de venir en provenance de l'école. Donc, dans le rêve, mon frère vient de l'école. Quand il vient, c'est pour que je le forme dans les leçons du niveau 1 et du niveau 2 à l'école. Cette histoire se passe en Afrique du Sud. On appelle ça grade 1, grade 2, c'est-à-dire débutant. Le premier niveau primaire et le deuxième niveau primaire. Ça, c'est sérieux, ça. Donc, le grand frère, le frère est une grande personne. Une grande personne. Mais dans le rêve, lui, il vient. Dans le rêve, il vient, OK, voir ici. Dans le rêve, il vient voir ce qu'on appelle la rêveuse. Pour apprendre quelque chose auprès de la rêveuse, en connexion avec son éducation du niveau 1 primaire, du niveau 2 primaire, OK? Et ils mangent ensemble la nourriture. Ça, c'est le rêve, ma soeur, mon frère. Et ce rêve se répète à tout moment et se répète à tout moment. Maintenant, à la fin, la rêveuse dit ceci. Mon frère a perdu son travail l'année passée, c'est-à-dire décembre. Le mois de décembre, mon frère a perdu son travail. Donc ça, ce n'est pas dans le rêve qu'il a perdu le travail, mais en réalité, il a perdu son travail depuis l'année passée en décembre. Maintenant, chaque fois la rêveuse voit son frère dans le rêve, il vient avec des leçons du niveau primaire 1, du niveau primaire 2, pour que la rêveuse puisse le former. Et pendant qu'ils sont en train de faire la formation, la rêveuse donne la nourriture au frère et ils mangent ensemble. Ça, c'est donc le rêve. Nous allons prendre une petite pause pour permettre à tout un chacun d'interpréter le rêve. Rather than fact, we are waiting for the interpretation. So, we are going to present this short advent and to allow someone to present the interpretation. Nous allons donc présenter cette petite publicité pour permettre à quelqu'un de, bien sûr, de présenter ici le commentaire. L'Éternel Dieu, il est bon. Jésus-Christ de Nazareth, lui, il est bon. Alléluia. Sois connecté, ma soeur, mon frère. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he loves you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
How do you feel if your brother-in-law divorces his wife, your sister? Your brother-in-law has divorced your sister because of a dream he just has in the night? Really? Your brother-in-law was supposed to seek for the interpretation of his dream. Dream Interpretation and Deliverance Prayers is a prophetic service which unlock the hidden messages of God through dreams. Don't rush to interpret your dreams. Not everyone can interpret prophetically his dreams. Contact a gifted man of God.
We say it again. Dream Interpretation and Deliverance Prayers is a prophetic service which unlock the hidden messages of God through dreams. Don't rush to interpret. Daniel Web Builders and Marketing presents you now his services. You need a website that sells not any other website. Daniel Web Builders and Marketing Designs MLM Software, online shopping websites, stockable websites, investment websites, church websites, business and corporate websites. MLM Software.
Matrix System, Uni Level System. You will sell a lot with this MLM software. Try it now. Uni Level MLM with Shop. Uni Level MLM with Incentives. Your customers will be motivated to recruit many downliners thanks to the incentive reward program. Our MLM system never fails to make you rich.
Pro Investment Websites.
Are you a pastor? Contact us for a church website. Our church websites will help receive offering, donation, and also, we do live streaming service for your online viewer.
Want to see the whole list? Call plus 2762-79161.
Daniel Web Builders and Marketing vous présente aujourd'hui ses services.
Vous avez besoin d'un site web qui vend vos produits et services. Daniel Web Builders and Marketing conçoit des logiciels MLM, des sites web d'achat en ligne, des sites Stockwell, des sites d'investissement, des sites web d'église.
Day Logicials MLM.
Matrix System, Unilevel System, vous vendrez beaucoup avec CE logiciel MLM, ESSAYZ le maintenant.
Système MLM Uni-Niveau avec boutique.
MLM Uni-Niveau avec incitation. Vos clients seront motivés à recruter de nombreux downliners grâce au programme de récompense incitative. Notre système MLM ne manque jamais de vous rendre riche. STOCKVEL, site d'investissement. Êtes-vous pasteur? Contactez-nous pour un site web.
Hello, you are following Healing Sermons with Pastor Daniel of Trinity of the Most High God. Stay connected.
Vous suivez des sermons de guérison avec le pasteur Daniel. Connectez-vous maintenant au nom de Jésus-Christ.
Oui, ma soeur, mon frère. Yes, my brother, my sister. We are back again in this studio to interpret the dream of sharing food. The dream of sharing food, which is a very sensitive dream. Be connected, my brother, my sister. I can see there is no comment here. Nous sommes ici, ma soeur, mon frère, pour interpréter le rêve de partager à manger. Le rêve de partager à manger, c'est un rêve vraiment très délicat. Un rêve très délicat et sensible. Partager à manger, qu'est-ce que vous partagez? Qu'est-ce que vraiment vous partagez? Sharing food, what are you sharing as food? This is a very sensitive dream. In reality, the brother here has lost his job. And in the dream, the brother is coming every time for the dreamer to teach. Grade 1, grade 2. At the same time, they are sharing food. Generally, we can understand that in this dream, it's about training. But when in the dream, you find yourself at school, okay, at school, it means that the Holy Ghost is training you. It means that the Holy Ghost wants you to learn. It means that the Holy Ghost wants you to know the will of God. It means that the Holy Ghost wants you to improve yourself in the spirit. It means that the Holy Ghost wants you to learn and to eat the food of the spirit. So the dreamer, you can see, is a good dream. But the dreamer here must now pay attention. He needs to know which type of food are they sharing. The dreamer here, he is teaching the brother, who is an old person. He has lost in reality his job in December last year. And every time the brother is coming and to visit the dreamer and to teach the dreamer. So, we understand one thing here. Number one, the dreamer. If the dreamer is a teacher in reality, the dreamer must pay attention because not every student is a good student. You can discover that in your life, all the students that you are training, they are not all good in behavior. You may find yourself in the presence of a student who is possessed. And then when you are training, you are giving the knowledge, but the student may motivate you in sharing food just to contaminate your life. The good part of training is that you are giving something good, which you know, whether you are a trainer in the reality, training in the dream is still a good thing. But sharing food here is a question mark. Which type of food are you sharing? So in this case, you need to understand that not every student that you are training is a good student. Some students, they are there to learn from you, and they train also you. Some students, they come to learn from you because you are the teacher, but he has a certain power that will make him to train also you in a certain dimension of the spirit. You are a trainer in the reality. In the night, you train, which is one thing, training people in the dream. It's a light thing, it's a nice thing. But sharing food is may not be the right thing. So here, what you need to understand here is that the person that you are training, who is that person? The student that you are training, who is that student? Because not every student that you are training is a good student. And when you are training a bad student, a student that is possessed, if you are not strong enough, you will train the student, yes, and the student also will train him. If today you are training someone, you need to understand that what you are giving, it is what will help the student. That is good. But if the student, he has an evil spirit or he is possessed, if you are not strong enough, he will also train you. The conversation, the exchange of food, it is a part of a training and to initiate and to transfer certain teaching which you do not have. You will find yourself in the desire to share food, but you do not know the provenance of that food. So the dreamer here must analyze, which type of food do you share? Which type of food do you share? You are training grade one, which is good, but you are sharing food. The devil, the enemy, can also train you while you are training his student. So it is very important. I'm not saying that the brother is an evil spirit. I'm not saying that. But here I understand, if the dreamer is a trainer, he needs to know that not all students, they are good students. A bad student will learn from you, and he will also train you what you do not know. So you are giving grade 1, grade 2, at the same time is giving maybe grade 11 of the demonic world. Study, my brother, my sister, what you are sharing. What you are sharing as food to your brother, to your student. Because here, the brother is a student. In the dream, the brother is a student. Pay attention with your environment of a student. Now, we understand that the brother in reality has lost his job. So, the good part of this dream is that you can assist the brother to grow in the spirit. You can assist the brother to grow in the spirit. Train the brother to grow in the spirit so that he will satisfy Yahweh. He will satisfy Yahweh. And to receive the blessing from heaven. The training in the dream, grade 1, grade 2, while the brother is an old person, It means that in the spirit, the brother is still small. In the spirit. In the things of the spirit, the brother is still small. There is a very big job that the dreamer must do in the life of the brother to please God, And you will discover that God will be satisfied and the Lord will bless the brother. The brother has lost the job, but you, the dreamer, you can teach the brother the word of God, because in the spirit is still lower. In the spirit is down. In the spirit is down in the spirit. Is maybe not yet even a baby in the spirit. Do you see? Now, that is why you are surprised. How come my brother is an old person? But in the dream, I'm teaching him grade one. It means that there are many things he does not know in the spirit. The brother is a big brother, but in the spirit, is a small person, and you are higher than him in the spirit. Am I talking to someone?
Amen.
The lesson that I can give to you, my brother, my sister, following this service is that don't be intimidated by the physical appearance of Goliath. Don't be intimidated by the physical appearance of Goliath. David was a small boy, but he killed Goliath. David was a small boy, but he taught to Israel the power of God. And the king Saul was surprised, because with God, David was killing thousands, but King Saul was killing thousands, and David was killing 10,000. Can you understand what I mean? Don't be influenced by the appearance of Goliath, because David killed him. That is the lesson, write it down. Don't be influenced by the appearance of Goliath, because David killed him. Write it down. This is the lesson of this message. So the brother is an old person. The dreamer is surprised. How come my brother is an old person, but I am teaching him. No! In the spirit, the brother is small. In the spirit, the brother is a grade one. Don't be intimidated by the appearance of Goliath, because David killed him. Prophetic citation. If you are wise, you will understand, my brother, my sister. Let me say this now in French. Ma soeur, mon frère, dans ce rêve, nous comprenons bien que la rêveuse est en train d'enseigner son frère. La rêveuse dit ceci, que son frère, c'est une grande personne. Mais comment se fait-il dans le rêve? Elle est en train d'enseigner son frère grade 1, c'est-à-dire le niveau primaire 1, le niveau primaire 2. Comment ça? Et quand elle est en train de l'enseigner, pendant ce temps, il se partage la nourriture. La question ici qu'on se pose, quel type de nourriture qu'il se partage? Nous comprenons bien ici, si la sœur qui arrivait est enseignante, elle doit comprendre que, étant enseignant, pas tous les étudiants qui sont des bons étudiants, pas tous les étudiants qui sont des bons étudiants spirituellement. Car tu peux te trouver devant un étudiant qui va t'enseigner pendant que toi tu l'enseignes. Ça, c'est la leçon numéro un de ce rêve. Pas tout enseignant, non, pas tout étudiant. Toi étant enseignant, il faut comprendre que pas tout étudiant est bon étudiant spirituellement. Car tu peux te trouver devant un mauvais enseignant qui t'enseignera pendant que toi tu l'enseignes. Alors qu'est-ce qu'il va t'enseigner? Il va t'enseigner les mauvais trucs. Toi tu lui donnes les mathématiques. Toi, tu lui donnes les choses normales, n'est-ce pas? Mais lui, pendant ce contact-là, il est en train de t'initier, te pousser à manger dans le rêve. Donc ici, la rêveuse doit étudier quel type de nourriture elle est en train de manger avec son frère. Alors, la rêveuse doit faire très attention pendant son entourage scolaire. Si la rêveuse est enseignante, elle doit faire très attention avec les étudiants. Pas tout étudiant est bon étudiant spirituellement. Car le mauvais étudiant t'enseignera pendant que toi tu l'enseignes. Écris ça très bien. Donc ça c'est l'interprétation. Nous continuons. Dans ce rêve, la rêveuse s'étonne. Pourquoi moi j'enseigne ici le grand, c'est-à-dire un frère qui est déjà âgé, des choses primaires? Ça veut dire, le grand frère ici, c'est une grande personne, bien sûr, mais dans les choses spirituelles, il est une petite personne. Ne sois pas influencé par l'apparence de Goliath, car David l'avait tué. Ça, c'est la deuxième leçon. J'aime le Saint-Esprit. Ne sois pas intimidé par l'apparence de Goliath, parce que David l'avait tué. Toi qui es sage, tu comprends déjà le message. Tu peux te trouver devant ton grand frère. Il connaît beaucoup de choses. Mais parfois, dans les choses spirituelles, toi, tu le dépasses plus que lui, même s'il est plus âgé en âge. Donc ici, la rêveuse ne doit pas s'étonner. Ça veut dire le grand frère, il est très bas spirituellement. Alors, la rêveuse peut aider le grand frère à grandir spirituellement afin de plaire au Seigneur et après il va trouver son travail. Ça, c'est un rêve que nous avons reçu d'une sœur d'Afrique du Sud, une Sud-Africaine. Voilà comment le Saint-Esprit nous enseigne à travers les rêves de nos frères, à travers les rêves de nos sœurs. Je pense que vous avez compris, ma sœur, mon frère, la leçon que nous avons compris dans ce rêve. I believe, my brother, my sister, you have understood the lesson in connection with this dream of training a big person, grade one, grade two. The person is big physically, but they are training him, grade one, grade two. Don't be intimidated by the appearance of Goliath, because David killed him. The brother may be an old person physically, but spiritually is a small person. Spiritually, God sees him grade one, grade two. Now, the dreamer must help the brother to grow in the spirit, to attract the will of God to manifest in his life. It is possible for the dreamer to help the brother, and God will be happy, and the brother gonna gain a new job, will find a new job. Because he lost his job in reality. He lost his job in the month of December. Now, he's learning, meaning that the desire to learn something new, the desire to learn things from above, the desire to be in the school of God, to study the word of God, the love of God, the love of God, the will of God, and that it will be possible for God to release the blessing, to open the floodgate of heaven, for the brother to be blessed, and the destiny shall be returned back to him in the name of Jesus Christ. But the dreamer must pay attention with the environment of a student. Not every student is a good student. A bad student spiritually will learn from you, the dreamer, while he will be teaching you things of the world of darkness. So please pay attention. All of us, we need to pay attention. Even we pastor, when we are in the church, not every member in the church is a good one. There are members in the church, they are possessed. So if you don't pay attention, while we are praying for the member is busy possessing us or destroying certain departments of our lives. It's the same thing in the life of teachers. That is the lesson, my brother, my sister. I have finished my service today. When you are, begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus Christ, for teaching me today. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for teaching me today. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for teaching me today. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth. Là où tu es, élève ta voix, commence à dire merci Seigneur Jésus pour m'avoir enseigné. Merci Seigneur Jésus pour m'avoir enseigné. Thank you Master Jesus Christ, you have taught me lesson. Thank you Master Jesus Christ, you have taught me lesson. Thank you Master Jesus Christ, you have taught me lesson. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Tu pries ma soeur, tu pries mon frère, merci mon Dieu, mon roi. Tu m'as enseigné une leçon. J'ai appris quelque chose de nouveau. Merci Seigneur Jésus. Merci mon Dieu, mon roi. Au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth, enseigne-moi, papa, ta parole. Je vais grandir dans ta parole. Moi, je vais grandir dans ta parole. Je vais grandir dans ta parole. Moi, je vais grandir dans ta parole. Enseigne-moi 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 ta parole. Je vais grandir dans ta parole. Pray, teach me, Lord, your word. Teach me, Lord, your word. Teach me, Lord, your word. I want to grow in your word. I want to grow in your word. I want to eat your word. I want to eat your word. I want to eat your word. Je vais manger ta parole. Je vais manger ta parole. I want to eat your word. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Pray again like this, my Father, by your grace and mercy. Make me your servant. Make me your servant to teach your people. Make me your servant to teach your people. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Commence à prier, mon Dieu, mon roi, par ta grâce et miséricorde. Fais de moi ton serviteur pour enseigner ton peuple. Fais de moi ton serviteur pour enseigner ton peuple. Fais de moi ton serviteur pour enseigner ton peuple. Tu pries. Tu pries. Make me your servant to teach your people. My Father, make me your servant to teach your people. Make me your servant to teach your people. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Pray again like this. By the light of the Holy Ghost, I pray, let every satanic food be exposed. Let every satanic food be exposed. Let every satanic food be exposed. By the light of the Holy Ghost, let every satanic food be exposed. In my working place, in my family, in my house, in my marriage, in my career, in my ministry, every satanic food be exposed by the light of the Holy Ghost. Pray. Tu pries, ma soeur, mon frère, par la puissance de ta parole et par la puissance de ta lumière, que toute nourriture satanique, que ce soit exposée. Toute nourriture satanique, que ce soit exposée. Que toute nourriture satanique, que ce soit exposée. Je refuse de manger dans le rêve. Je refuse de manger la nourriture satanique dans le rêve. Je refuse de manger la nourriture diabolique dans le rêve. Je refuse de manger la nourriture diabolique dans le rêve. Tu pries au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Pray, my Father, by your power, I refuse to eat in the dream. I refuse to eat satanic food in the dream. I refuse to eat satanic food in the dream. I refuse to eat satanic food in the dream. I refuse to eat satanic food in the dream. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Refuse, my brother, my sister, to eat satanic food in the dream. How can you be eating in a dream? Pay attention, because the devil can take advantage. My father, by your power, I refuse to eat in the dream. I refuse to eat satanic food in the dream. I refuse to eat satanic food in the dream. I refuse to eat satanic food in the dream. Moi, je refuse de manger la nourriture satanique, la nourriture diabolique, même si c'est mon mari qui me donne ça, même si c'est ma femme, même si c'est mon frère, même si c'est ma soeur, même si c'est mon papa, même si c'est ma maman. Moi, je refuse de manger dans le rêve la nourriture satanique. Tu pries, sois sincère. I refuse to eat in the dream. I refuse to eat satanic food in the dream. I refuse, even though the food is coming from my mother, even though the food is coming from my father, even though the food is coming from my uncle, even though the food is coming from my brother, from my sister, from my husband, from my wife. I refuse to eat in a dream. I refuse to eat satanic food in a dream. Pray like that sincerely. Pray like that. The devil can use the face of your husband to accept demonic food. Pay attention, my brother, my sister. Le diable peut utiliser la face de ton mari pour te donner la nourriture diabolique. Fais attention. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Pray again like this, the last prayer. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ to wipe away every demonic food I might have eaten in the dream before the table of my enemies. Pray. Wipe away every demonic food you might have eaten in the dream on the table of your enemies. Wipe it away by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. I begin to drink the blood of Jesus. I drink the blood. 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 The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus to wipe away demonic food, satanic food in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. Oh, je suis en train de boire le sang de Jésus pour chasser toute nourriture diabolique que j'aurais mangé devant la table de mes ennemis, devant la table de mes ennemis. Je suis en train de vomir, je vomis, je fais sortir la nourriture satanique, la nourriture de sorcellerie, la nourriture de sorcellerie. Je fais ça sortir, je fais ça sortir par la puissance du sang de Calvaire. Toute nourriture satanique, toute nourriture diabolique que j'aurais mangé devant la table de mes ennemis, sors au nom de Jésus-Christ par la puissance du sang de Calvaire. Every demonic food, witchcraft food, I might have eaten in the dream before the table of my enemies. I command you, food, come out in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I command you, demonic food, get out in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Begin to vomit evil food. Begin to vomit. Begin to spit. Begin to spit. Begin to spit. I begin to spit. I begin to vomit. I begin to spit. I begin to vomit. I begin to spit. I begin to vomit evil food, demonic food, satanic food. I begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Je commence à vomir la nourriture satanique, la nourriture diabolique. Moi, je commence à vomir cela. Je vomis cela au nom de Jésus. Je vomis cela au nom puissant de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Amen. Applaud for the Holy Ghost, my brother, my sister. Applaudis pour le Saint-Esprit. Nous avons terminé. Applaud, my brother, applaud, applaud, applaud for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God is good, hallelujah. Jesus Christ is good, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Yes, my
How do you feel if your brother...
Here we are. We have just finished this service. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ for this moment. We are going to meet this Sunday from 10 p.m. South Africa time for Sunday service. Please come to the church in Jamestown to worship the Lord. The service will be live from 11, yes, from 11 South Africa time, from 11 South Africa time. So please come, let us worship the Lord. But you can, you are following from far, don't forget to be connected from 11, yes, 11 a.m. South Africa time, 9 a.m. Ghana time, 10 a.m. Norway time, France time. Ma soeur, mon frère, nous avons terminé le service d'aujourd'hui. Merci, merci, merci. On va donc se retrouver dimanche à partir de 10h, heure d'Afrique du Sud. Mais le service sera en direct à partir de 11h, heure d'Afrique du Sud, 10h, heure de Paris, 9h, heure de Ghana, 10h, heure de Norvège, heure de Nigeria. Alors, sois connecté avec nous, ma soeur, mon frère, intercédez pour le service. Demain, nous avons notre prière dans le groupe des soldats de Christ, des soldats en Christ en anglais. Nous avons un groupe, un nouveau groupe de soldats en Christ en anglais. Et donc, demain, ce sera notre premier service à 20h de l'Afrique du Sud, 19h, heure de Nigeria, heure de Congo. Tomorrow we have our service in a WhatsApp group called the Soldier of Christ. We're going to meet tomorrow at 8 p.m. South Africa time, 9 p.m. Congo, Nigeria time. We're going to meet. If you want to be a member of that group, please contact Pastor Daniel Waxon to the WhatsApp number which is on the screen. +27 62 791 6167 +27 62 791 6167 so that you will be a member of the group The Soldier of Christ. It is in English only. We pray in English. WhatsApp group in English every Saturday from 8 p.m. South Africa time. Remember, my brother, my sister, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he loves you. Shalom, 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 shalom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
How do you feel if your brother-in-law divorces his wife, your sister? Your brother-in-law has divorced your sister because of a dream he just has in the night? Really? Your brother-in-law was supposed to seek for the interpretation of his dream. Dream interpretation and Delverance prayers is a prophetic service which unlock the hidden messages of God through dreams. Don't rush to interpret your dreams. Not everyone can interpret prophetically his dreams. Contact a gifted man of God.
We say it again. Dream interpretation and Delverance prayers is a prophetic service which unlock the hidden messages of God through dreams. Don't rush to interpret your dreams. Not everyone can interpret prophetically his dreams. Contact a gifted man of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. South Africa. You and Pastor Daniel Waxon will interpret your dream as well as the dream of your brother and sister. Join the service.
Comment vous sentez-vous?